Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Corporate Crossover Podcast, Bound for Success. I'm your host, Kevin Long, bringing you inspiring stories and practical advice from the 15 years of helping business professionals start, build or grow their companies by writing and leveraging a book. Each week, we're going to be exploring the world of leaving the corporate rot and transforming into successful entrepreneurs, making a significant impact in the world of business. So if you're feeling boxed in by your 9-to-5 and dreaming of entrepreneurial freedom, you're in the right place. So let's dive in. Hello, astute listeners and business mavens. Welcome back to Corporate Crossover, Bound for Success. This episode aims to guide business professionals on leveraging their authored book to transition and expand their offline business into the digital space. And we're going to be highlighting key strategies and real-life success stories as we usually do. This week's episode is especially exciting for those contemplating the digital leap or the transitioning from an offline business model to an online empire. And guess what? Having your own book might just be the catalyst that you need for this transition. So let's crack off for this next 15 minutes or so. The digital age beckons. Now we know that. And the business world is evolving rapidly, with the digital realm offering limitless opportunities. It has really leveled the playing field, and you've probably heard that many times, but it's a fact. So for traditional offline businesses, the transition to an online model is not just advantageous, it's becoming essential. But where does a book fit into this question or this equation? And people need to stop trading their time for money, as I've said many times before, and I'll always keep saying it, because we never know what outside factors beyond our control will turn our world upside down. But if our financial situation is okay, then we're going to be okay. So, yeah, we start off your book as a digital launchpad. When you author a book, it does more than establish your authority. It opens up avenues in many, many digital spaces. And here's why a book is a crucial tool in that transition. Here's my power of three again. You know, I mention this every week. So I'm going to kick off with authority within the digital space. Now, in the online world, content is king. Now, a book is content at its finest, helping establish your authority and expertise in a crowded digital marketplace. And it can expand your reach as well. While an offline business may have geographical limitations, and as I've, you know, you've heard me say on these web podcasts before, my client base is usually, they're usually professionals that work from home, but their client base is within sort of 30 or 40 miles of where they live. But a book can reach a global audience. It doesn't have to be a geographical in any way, shape or form. So this expanded reach is a stepping stone to establishing an online presence. And you don't have to do anything different apart from getting the online presence. It is a marketing backbone. Your book becomes a pivotal part of your digital marketing strategy. And it also can be a tool that can drive traffic to your website, enhance your online branding, and form the basis of your content marketing efforts. Now, you know, you've heard me say before, you know, from bookshelves to digital platforms. So I'm going to break down how to leverage your book into a successful online business transition. And again, there's three ways, which I usually give three. Digital products and services. Now, if you use the insights from your book to create online courses, webinars, or even consultant services, you know, many of my clients do this, your book forms a foundation of these digital offerings. And by using your existing skills and creating just three online products, and that's a book, an audio book, and an online video course, can give you total financial security or financial freedom if it's done correctly. And another big thing is the community building. Your readership can evolve into a community. Engaging with your audience through social media, newsletters, and online forums, and even podcasts like this, can strengthen customer relationships and loyalty. So they start to know, like, and trust you. And that's the main three things that people want nowadays. So e-commerce integration. You can sell your book and related merchandise or services through an online store. Now, this can be a launch pad for a broader range of products and services which are already aligned with your expertise. But the main reason for a book is to monetize it, then leverage it to start, build, or grow your business. And you've already mentioned it, and you all know now, most of you, it's not about book sales and it never will be, because, you know, with over 6,000 brand new books every day, it's very, very hard. So here's the first part of the success story, from traditional to digital. And this week we're going to be talking about Laura, who ran a successful coaching business, but it was offline. She penned a book on leadership skills, and it became the cornerstone of her online coaching modules, webinars, and a thriving digital community, and significantly boosting her business revenue and reach. Now, she has a global coaching business doing exactly what she did before, but it was online. And, you know, all the stories that I tell, they're all on my website. You have to dig for them, but they're on my website because there's hundreds of them. But I like to sort of outline somebody every week as, you know, sort of recognition for what they've done by following our system. Maximizing online impact. Now, your transition to online isn't just about being there. It's about making an impact. There are two things, especially since this pandemic, that people want. They want to make an, make an impact on the world and also leave a legacy. And that's what you do when you write a book. So again, a couple of ways, two or three ways of making that impact. And one is content repurposing. Leveraging the content of your book for blog posts, podcasts, and social media content. This not only promotes your book, but also keeps your online presence active and engaging. And regards to getting eyes, or SEO, or search engine optimization, online visibility, people physically finding your services or products online and your books online, you can use your book's topics to enhance your website's SEO. Now, I'm not too technical at all, as most of you know now. My little team are, but I'm not. But regularly updated content related to your book can improve search engine rankings massively and draw more traffic to your online platforms, you know, websites, social media sites and things like that, and on to growing your customer base. And that is what it's about. And then you've got the digital networking side of it. You can connect with other online entrepreneurs, influencers and potential clients through digital networking, and your book provides a common ground for initial conversations and collaborations, so you can build your brand. Like I say, when you do write a book, if you decide to, you're going to be in that 1% peer group, and that's a great conversation starter in any business. So, listener's corner. Now, in this week's section of the listener's corner, as I call it, we've got Tom, and he's an entrepreneur who transitioned his family-owned offline business of board games. He used to manufacture board games, but he turned it online. And now he used his book as a guide for clients and tool for online workshops, getting families involved. Instead of, you know, having their heads in computers and cell phones now, he believes that board games, you know, is a good, and he's got a thriving business online now as well. So his insights on digital branding have been invaluable, and he's helping people, you know, get back to not old-fashioned things, but playing games, playing proper board games. And his business has expanded globally now because of his book. Wow, it's that time again already for my concluding thoughts, you know, embracing the digital revolution. As we wrap up today's episode, remember, the transition from offline to online business can be a monumental leap, and your book can serve as a bridge. It can guide your journey into the digital landscape, expanding your reach and enhancing your influence. So if you want to have a chat, you know, just to see how our system works, just reach out to me. I'm always happy to help. You know, you can contact me lots of ways, email or whatever, or even, you know, drop a message in this podcast, and I'm happy to help. And I give you my word, if we chat, I will not sell to you. I don't believe in that. I'm all about relationships, and I think you've been, you know, for the last 17 weeks been listening to this now, you'll understand that's what it's about. It's all about me just planting seeds. A lot of people start calling me the gardener because I plant seeds, and then, but it's up to you to water them and give them sunlight and give them nutrition. But I'm here to just help you if you need it. So I just want to say thanks for tuning into Corporate Crossover Bound for Success. Here's to your successful transition into the digital business world. And may your book be the wind beneath your digital wings. So until next week or next Saturday, keep innovating, keep inspiring, and embrace the digital revolution. Your time is now, and you're worth it. Love and light. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Corporate Crossover Podcast, Bound for Success. I want to thank you for joining us on this journey towards entrepreneurial independence. And remember, it's your determination and drive that will make you bound for success. So you never miss an episode, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your favourite platform. And for more resources and to connect with us, visit our website at babystepspublishing.com. And if you want to grab a copy of my latest book, just go to linktree.com/thekindleking. Until next time, keep crossing over and keep growing. I'm Kevin Long, signing off.